have several people there, from self-advocates from Ethiopia and Kenya up to Lord Joffe, who even defended Nelson Mandela in court in the 1960s. So these people have really international influence, and we think that they can make a difference if they raise their voice, if they use their networks to create support for the rights of persons with disabilities.
What types of disabilities are you mostly focusing on?
Light for the World is a specialized organization with focus on eye diseases and blindness in developing countries. But on the other hand, we are really serving and supporting persons with any kind of disability. That means that the rights of persons with disabilities following the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities is really not dividing any disability. We are there for all kinds of persons with disabilities to fulfill their rights.
How is life different for someone living with a disability in a developing country?
We always speak about a double threat, as disability is leading to poverty and poverty is leading to disability. As we can see, also following the World Report on Disability by WHO and the World Bank, that households with persons, with members with disabilities, as well as persons with disabilities, usually have much lower income, have less access to sanitation, to medical care, education, and so on. So again, poverty is leading to disability, and disability is leading to poverty, especially in developing countries where most of the persons with disabilities are living on our planet.
The people on the board say they want to give a voice to people with disabilities. So what are going to be some of the challenges in trying to do that?
They already started, as for example, Yetneberg Ngozi, who is the executive director of the Ethiopian Center for Disability and Development. The UN in Geneva in September also raised their voice together with the UN High Commissioner on Human Rights, Navi Pillay. And she's, as a self-advocate and as an executive director of a disability center in Ethiopia, she is able not only to speak about her situation in Ethiopia facing blindness as a disability, but also what's the next steps needed to fulfill the convention. And on the other hand, we see that former politicians like Dr. Waldner, the former commissioner of the European Union, has networks and initiatives where she really can strengthen the voice with all these kinds of networks and opportunities she has.